Let's just move here.
Who seconded that one?
McCracken. Let's go to Senate Bill 81 to provide for and regulate business trusts. Senator Whiting had to go to some place today, and so is on it. But he said that for Tom to go ahead and take that. So let's just take that right now.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tom Adam. I'm an attorney. I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association. We very much appreciate Senators Whiting's, Everest, and Munson in helping us bring this bill forward. This is going to be one of those trust me bills. We're not unmindful of the fact that it's 47 pages long and is full of detail. Let me give you a nickel's worth of background about first what the bill does not do. It does not affect trust companies. It does not affect dynasty trusts. It does not typically affect a trust relationship between a trust department, the trustee, and a settlor of a trust and a beneficiary. Senate Bill 81 is a rewrite of SDCL Chapter 47-14, which currently provides for a business entity known as a business trust. In other words, we are repealing what we have and we are replacing it. There is not much initial original language in Senate Bill 81. It's been plagiarized entirely from like legislation in the state of Delaware. Why do we need this? Even though the bill is 47 pages long, and I appreciate the fact you haven't had a chance to review it on a line-by-line basis, I would simply submit to you that this would present to our business community another entity like a corporation, a limited liability company, a limited liability partnership, etc., another viable business entity that can be used by the South Dakota business community. This bill, from our perspective, goes back to 1999. Our association has several standing committees. One of our standing committees is a committee on trust legislation. One of our members came to the standing committee on trusts and indicated that it had been involved in a relatively significant acquisition which required a relatively sophisticated financing. Trust Offered Preferred Securities, the acronym is TOPS. Our bank member had retained the services of an eminent law firm which would not use the South Dakota Business Trust statute to effect this transaction. To the contrary, that banker and that group were required to go to the state of Delaware to qualify as a business trust and use a Delaware statute. If this is passed, it is my understanding that our trust committee will take the additional needed step, and that is to apply for and hopefully obtain Internal Revenue Service recognition that a business trust in South Dakota would be able to offer this sophisticated financing to our business community. The current statute has not been used an awful lot by a lot of people. One of the reasons is because it's been on the books since 1964. It's extremely general. This one is extremely precise. Almost every question you can conjure up in a sophisticated financing is answered by the statute. It tells you what you can do and how you do it and where you're going when you're through with it. We would just simply suggest to you that it is an idea whose time has come. I'm not aware of any downside to the legislation. If you don't like it, you don't have to use it. Those of us who would like to use it would like to have it in place. The last section of the bill repeals the current statute. The next to the last section of the bill suggests that those of us who have previously formed a business trust should bring the old one into the Secretary of State's office, pay a modest fee, and otherwise requalify it so there is continuity going forward with this type of effort. Unless there are specific questions of the committee, I believe I have concluded my comments and would be happy to try to respond to questions. The only real rewrite on the bill, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, would relate to, I think, a Section 57 with reference to fees, where we authorize the Secretary of State to impose fees using the Delaware protocol, but gave her regulatory authority to develop fees within a certain parameter. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Are there questions of Tom? Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have any sense of how many business trusts are acting in this state under our old statute?
I called the Senator Dugard. I called the Secretary of State's office last summer, and my recollection was the answer was fewer than 100, and there didn't seem to be much activity in this arena in her office. And I think one of the reasons is because the statute is 2 pages long, and apparently, if you are a very sophisticated financier, banker, lawyer, you need more detail. And that's basically all we're adding here. We're fleshing the bones out to make it a viable and useful statute.
Yes, one more.
You sure may.
Will the Secretary of State be notifying those acting under the old statute that they need to register by September 30? Or how will people know?
I don't know the answer to that question. That paragraph that you're making reference to was included in the current statute. And so I brought it forward on this one. This goes back to 1964. That's the way it was done then. And I presume that it could be done that way today, although I don't have a specific answer, Senator.
Thank you.
Further questions? If not, thank you very much,
Tom. Thank you.
Further proponents of Senate Bill 81. Further proponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 81? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 81. Senator Valesky. Senator Valesky moved to do pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 81, go on the floor with a do pass, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Volk? McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 81 will go to the floor with a do pass recommendation.